Hachette Audio presents Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Betrayal, written by Eric Van Lustbader and read by Jeremy Davidson. The Chinook came beating up into a blood-red sky. Martin Lindros stared intently out of the military copter carrying him upward into the highest elevations of the Simien mountain range. While it was true that he hadn't been in the field since the old man had appointed him to the position of Deputy Director of Central Intelligence 4 years ago, he'd made sure that he'd never lost his animal edge. He trained 3 mornings a week at the CI Field Agent Obstacle Course outside Quantico. Manufacturing action of his own served to assuage his frustration at not being more relevant. All that changed, however, when the old man approved his operations proposal for Typhon. A thin keening knifed through the interior of the CI-modified Chinook. Anders, the commander of Scorpion 1, the 5-man squad of crack field operatives, nudged him, and he turned. Peering out the window at the shredding clouds, he saw the wind-ravaged north slope of Ras Dashan. Lindros nodded and moved forward to where the pilot sat strapped securely into his seat. Bending low so he could be heard over the noise, Lindros gave the pilot the final coordinates. He had been in the field just over 3 weeks. In that time, he'd lost 2 men. The deaths of those 2 men were acceptable, because in the course of his mission, he had ascertained the veracity of the report that a terrorist organization had gotten its hands on a case of...